Manchester City are still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey is denied again! And Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
From the Gao Studios in Houston, this is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, thanks everybody. The Thanksgiving edition of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 officially underway on the heels of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman in the Blitz. Thank you for tuning in tonight. What a great time of year this is. Thanksgiving, you gotta love it. And we've been bathed in some cooler weather here. As well, my thanks, as always, Tyler Scott behind the glass here tonight. Also, David Philpott helping us, as always, with his great work as well. It was a weekend that captivated our attention and the world's. Hey, by the way, over 600 million people tuned into the Clásico between Real Madrid and Barcelona. Think about that. Yeah, it's a global game. And by the way, here in Houston, bars around town were filled to the gills with fans wearing Barcelona and Real Madrid jerseys. I went down to Bar Munich, one of our great sponsors. It was packed, and I know it was because I heard from many people throughout Houston that the bars that they went to were packed as well. We stream tonight at ESPN975.com, the podcasts on podcastarena.com and iTunes. Call-in number as always, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. If you are someone that has listened into the show but have been hesitant to call in, I'd love to hear from you tonight. Don't be afraid. The waters are warm here. You, the listeners and callers, by the way, are the lifeblood of the show, essentially the co-host, so don't forget about that. Tonight, we're going to have a roundtable. In hour number two, Kalia Ojai of the Houston Dash will be in studio. Jan Christensen of Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture, assistant coach at the University of St. Thomas with the women's team. Jan will come in studio here tonight. He's a guy that watches international soccer and football week in and week out. And then Felipe Valenzuela of BeIN Sport will be here tonight. And we've got a number of topics on the table. I'm going to put a few out there for you right now. I want your reaction to the Barcelona-Real Madrid game because I've seen a lot of Real Madrid fans trying to condition this game to make themselves feel better. This was not a slow, comfortable kill. This was a fast kill from Barcelona. This was dominant in every facet of the game. This was, hey, where the blank was Cristiano Ronaldo and Gareth Bale? Were they even there? 713-780-3776. For all of you that have said Barcelona's football is boring, yeah, right. I also want to hear your opinion on the MLS Conference Championships. Portland, 3-1 over FC Dallas. And, of course, the Columbus Crew, 2-0 over the New York Red Bulls. Number to call in is 713-780-3776 ESPN. You know, FC Dallas and New York, if not for conceding late goals in that game, would be going into the second leg in a very positive place and saying it was mission accomplished in game one in the first leg. But the fact that they gave up late goals really put these series on their heads. And with Dallas and New York being the higher seeds, do you really think they get much of an advantage, if any at all, playing the first game on the road? If I'm Oscar Perea and I'm FC Dallas and I know my home record and I know how comfortable we are at home and the way we attack at home, I want game one at home. I want to set the tone of the series. I don't want to have to go to Portland and be nebulous about, well, you know, where's my line of restraint going to be? How cautious do we be in game one? I don't want that. I think because I've put the better body of work together during the regular season, I deserve, how about the choice? Steve Davis offered that up of World Soccer Talk. You get the choice of whether you want game one at home or the second leg away. I've got game on for 90 here tonight. It's an interesting little game on for 90 tonight. I hope you're going to be interested in listening to that. We'll do that at the bottom of the hour. Again, we've got a roundtable in the second hour. But this first hour, I've got platforms for you. You can call throughout the night, 713-780-3776. We'll start it off with phone calls here tonight in one quick second. But big news here in Houston. Dynamo Cohn or Gabriel Brenner, apparently we mentioned this on the show last week. This is not new news. Gabriel Brenner is in the process of joining with two other investors to buy out the current majority owner, Anschutz Entertainment Group, who owns 50% of the team. Gabriel Brenner, his brother Alfredo Brenner, was a part owner of the old Houston Hotshots in the 90s. And, of course, Oscar De La Hoya owns the other 25%. But that would mean that Gabriel Brenner has controlling interest of the team. And, by the way, he's always seemed to be the most out front engaged owner of this team. I don't think that's any real surprise to anybody if you're in and around it. Had the pleasure of talking with him at the Dynamo season-ending event. So that's some big news. What I would really like to know, who are the two other investors, and I believe they are local, that would be going in with Brenner to get majority interest in the Houston Dynamo, and then AEG would only own the LA Galaxy, and that's what Major League Soccer, quite frankly, wants. All right, 713-780-3776. Let's go to the phone lines here tonight. And Sean, you started off tonight. What's on your mind?
Hey, Glenn, how you doing today?
Very good, Sean. How are you?
Doing good. So, you know, what you were just talking about with the sale from AEG's interest to minority owner. I don't know, from your personal opinion, are you feeling like this could be a good move? You know, I can't act like I know a whole lot about the guy. But what, in your opinion, is he going to bring to the table that AEG did not? Because, you know, I think a lot of us Dynamo fans felt a little, you know, slighted by AEG as opposed to the Galaxy. So, you know, I just wanted to get your thoughts there. And then also, you know, I grew up in Columbus, Ohio, so I grew up a Crew fan. And I think it was really good to see them kind of get into form and put up a good 2-0 win the other day.
Yeah, I don't think – let's start with the Crew. I got to tell you, I think Greg Berhalter has done a wonderful job of reviving the Columbus Crew, quite frankly. Let's face it. I think it flatlined out there. I think he's come in there with the plan. I think he's come in with a player development plan. I think he's a man that is cognizant of doing more than just coaching his team. He looks at the way the team is positioned in the community, the relevancy, the playing style. I think he's done a masterful job. It's a tremendous hire from Columbus. They do have local owners now. They do have a former Dynamo striker, Kai Kamara, who's just blown it out of the water this year. They've got a number 10 in Federico Higuain as a playmaker who's wonderful to watch. Ethan Finley's having a career year. But you know, if you watch that game this weekend, just the connection with the fans and what it means to Columbus, I think has gone up threefold, and I think it shows, and I think it's exciting. I don't think there's any question they were deserved winners over the New York Red Bulls. Merrim scoring 9 seconds in off a flick-on from Kai Kamara. It involved Finley as well. And then Kamara's 85th minute goal, I think, really was a big piece in this series. I would be wary of New York, though, because we do know they're explosive. They have not been in the playoffs. They've struggled in the playoffs to impose their playing style. I don't think they were very good against D.C. United. I did one of those games on ESPN television, leg one at RFK Stadium. So the only thing I would be concerned of is if New York comes out, scores the game's first goal, momentum shifts, it's going to be a sellout at Red Bull Arena, and we do know that they can score goals in bunches if it happens. But I don't think there's any question Columbus will be prepared for that. As for the Houston...
I think... You know, that's going to be big for Columbus is coming out strong. And, you know, as you were speaking to the changes that have happened in Columbus, you know, I mean, they've always kind of been, you know, there's not a lot of professional sports in Columbus. And I think, you know, the Crew were starting to go on the back burner, but the rebrand helps, just kind of like how it helped Sporting Kansas City when they went from the Wizards to, you know, Sporting Kansas City.
But remember, you know, that's all driven, and this goes back to your first question, it's all driven about the vision from the vision of local ownership. Remember, it changed when Columbus got local ownership. It changed in Kansas City when it got local ownership. And both those were Hunt-owned teams. Now, when you have these local guys involved and coming up with ideas and vision, this is what changes a franchise around. And look, this is not a 10 or a 12-team league anymore. It's tough to win an MLS Cup now. It's much tougher. The degree of difficulty has risen. You have to pay attention to all these other areas of your business and your core business, and that is player development, that is marketing, that is relevancy in your markets, TV, radio. I mean, all these things have become even more important now. And to have people with vision and the right blend of business and soccer knowledge and an understanding of your local community, I think is monster. And I think they've done that in those two markets, Columbus and Sporting Kansas City. And then back to Gabriel Brenner, I think he's the most engaged Dynamo owner. So I think it's a good thing from that perspective. I'm very curious to know who his two local businessmen that he's going to be involved with as they buy, you know, the controlling interest of the team. Because if they're local and they're here, they're going to have an influence on the team. They're going to have an influence on the front office. And I'm very, very interested to find out who those people are.
I know there were previous conversations in the past with, if I'm not mistaken, the owner of the Rockets. Do you think he would potentially be somebody who could be in that group? Would he probably have been a kind of all-out himself type of guy?
I think potentially anything is possible. I don't think it's him because I think, you know, I hear everybody, let's get the Rockets owner, Les Alexander. And my point is, why? So you can be a second-class citizen to the NBA team? So he can have a controlling interest with the stadium nearby? So that they can merge the two front offices and likely mostly the front office of the NBA Rockets. No, that's not a good move for the sport of soccer at all.
Right.
I don't like that one. I mean, people have to look a little bit deeper into this. The sport has tremendous room to grow in relevance here in Houston. It has tremendous room to grow when it comes to the Dynamo and the MLS product with the Latino fan base in this city. Huge, huge upside, huge potential. You're going to see it again in a huge way in the Copa Centenario having three games here. They're going to be people from all over coming out for these games and from other parts of the world as well. But our town is set to surpass Chicago as the third largest city in America. It is full of fans. If you were at a place where Real Madrid and Barcelona was playing this weekend, and if you're out there, call in tonight because I want to know what bar you were at watching it. These bars were packed. 600 million people around the world watched this game, and rest assured, Houston was represented in that 600 million. Anything else, Sean?
And then also, if you don't mind, what did you think about the Chicago Fire's hire today?
I think it's awesome, and I think it's a diverse fire. Don't forget, Panovich played for Philadelphia late, but he played in Spain, Atletico Madrid. He did this masterful job with the Serbian under-20 team. I like when teams in MLS reach outside the box.
Yeah,
I'm not the guy that says every coach has to be an American coach. No, we need the influence of others. I love the fact that New York City FC's hired Patrick Vieira. Huge star quality coming. My gut is that he's going to take this very seriously. I don't think it's going to be easy for him to figure out the league and how it works and all the player categories and salary caps and all those things. But without a doubt, if you're just a fan and you're somebody on the outside or you're a media guy like me and an ex-player, you're going, oh, this is awesome. I want to see how Patrick Vieira adjusts to being in Major League Soccer. I think it's great. So I think it's a very interesting hire by Nelson Rodriguez up there and the Chicago Fire, and I hope it revives the fire because MLS needs a very healthy Chicago franchise.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, Sean, thank you very much for the call tonight. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Glenn. I appreciate it.
All right, so Sean, getting us going here with a lot of good topics here, so thank you to Sean. Let's go to Dylan. Dylan, what's on your mind tonight here? Hey, Dylan, how come you didn't invite me over to the party, Dylan? Dylan, you didn't invite me over to the party.
Hey, Hey, Glenn, how you doing?
Are you having a party over there? Nobody gets invited? What's up?
You know, it's Thanksgiving weekend. Everybody all for the week. First thing I want to say, greetings to all of the listeners. Thanksgiving, be safe out there. The sponsors, your guests tonight. Glenn, you're the best thing in Houston right now. You know that, right?
Well, you're such a kind man, so, Dylan. You
I didn't
know
get
that.
A chance to watch the Clásico, but I know my team get crushed a little bit. But, you know, as you said, condition had a key to play with certain things, and we got to give props to Barcelona. They get this swag back. They got two of the best forwards in the world. So, you know, I tip my hat to Barcelona. It was a good win. What do you think about the game?
Well, here's what I thought. Anybody who watched that game from top to bottom, and if you didn't, you have to watch it from top to bottom to understand how dominant Barcelona was. They remind you that the sum of the parts is even greater than Lionel Messi. And the reason I say that is the Barcelona purpose of play, system of play, can trump any individual player. And, mm-hmm. you're probably sitting out there listening and going, oh, listen to Glenn talking about that. They got Luis Suarez, they got Neymar, and they got Messi. Yeah, they do. But if you remember, nobody ever thought they could play together. When Lionel Messi got injured, they were 8-1. Okay, so they didn't skip a beat apart from one blemish from a record standpoint. But the way they moved the football in this game, it was as though they had 13 players out there. You didn't know Cristiano Ronaldo was even there, apart from one or two flashes. You didn't know Gareth Bale was there. This was utter domination, humiliation, you name it. Barcelona ripped apart from limb to limb Real Madrid. And if anybody wants to contest that, come on here and try to contest that, because this was a beatdown at the Bernabeu.
It was, you know, Glenn, and I went to practice. What day it was? When it was Monday, and one of my students, first thing he said, Coach, Barcelona put a beating on Real Madrid, man. I'm like, oh my goodness, I gotta hear it from one of my players. But it's time for Barcelona to step up because they've been falling back a little bit. They haven't won Champions League in the past how much 2-3 years, right? So I guess this year is their year. They keep that same swag and that same energy, you know, soccer is a thing that one day you could play good and the next day you don't know how your team could play. But these guys, they're staying together. They're showing out there. They're moving the ball. They're defending together. They're attacking together. So it's good football for Spain right now.
Oh, this team, along with Bayern Munich, is the best team in the world right now. I don't think there's any question.
So what's your prediction with the MLS Cup? Who do you think going to take it this season?
Wow. I still think you're going to see something stunning happen this weekend with either New York or FC Dallas reversing the deficit.
Definitely.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, I needed to remind you, Dylan, you do know FC Barcelona won the Champions League last year.
Say that again, Glenn?
You do know Barcelona are the current Champions League holders.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to remind you of that because last year they were brilliant. And they don't skip a beat, and they keep getting managers that are familiar with the Barcelona way. That's why you'll never see a Jose Mourinho get a job like Barcelona, even though he may want it. Barcelona will never bring in a guy that is, and don't take this in a negative way, but has such a big ego that he thinks he's bigger than the team.
Is he too cocky?
Well, is he a narcissist? Absolutely. You don't think he's narcissistic,
right?
And I mean, look how it's all come crumbling down on him. Now he's regaining a little bit of footing right now, but I mean, this was a lost man for a number of weeks here.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, and that's not to say he's not a great manager, by the way.
You know, the managers and them, you know, it's like right now it's like everybody is on the managers. If the team don't perform good or the team don't play or they don't win against a 500 team, you know, the manager get all the pressure. So sometimes we just got to leave the managers and them let them do their thing and see if they could come out of their slumps, you know. But, hey, Barcelona is doing good. Real Madrid not too far. And we should have a good Champions League this year and hope all the best for all the teams and all the leagues.
You know, Dylan, you just said something very, very important. You said, let's see if this manager can get out of it in the case of Jose Mourinho, because everybody's made this very vivid point of clarity that, you know, he's generally in three-year cycles with teams, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that he doesn't build teams, he inherits teams and helps them win. Not sure I totally agree with that, but you just said a great thing. It's fascinating to watch and see if he can pull Chelsea out of this now.
Yeah, yeah.
And
definitely.
I hope Abramovich continues to let him have that opportunity, because we're seeing him in a different place here, having to achieve something different. And again, we continue to hear, you know, of troubles in locker rooms, not getting along with Diego Costa, a lot of different things in and around this guy. And when you want all the attention on you, that's great when you're winning. But when you're not winning, then people are not as afraid to speak up a little bit.
It's true.
All right, Dylan, I got to roll. I'm on a hard break here. Thank you very much. A happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, Dylan.
Glenn, you don't know, it's ESPN Radio, Soccer Matters, Glenn, you know, and I want you to understand that my friend Emmanuel, who's coached Dynamos under 13, just came up from a coma. I'm so blessed that my friend is alive and he's smiling, and I just want to share that with you, okay?
It's Manuel?
What's his name? Emmanuel Friars.
Emmanuel Friars, tonight we dedicate the show to him on his comeback.
Yes. That's my best friend, you know, Glenn. I love my goalkeeper, you know.
Well, then our heart goes out to him on his recovery, and I'm glad to hear he's out of the coma. Dylan, thank you very much.
Thank you, Glenn, and bless wishes for the rest of the year. Okay, Glenn, bless.
Thank you, sir. Hey, soccer fans, don't forget, Amigo Energy reminds you that while November 1st is daylight savings time, any time is electricity savings time for Amigo Energy. This month, the featured product, Assurance 24. This program offers a single all-in rate, all usage levels, no customer service or payment fees. That is music to my ears. You want to save money? So do I. This program is ideal for apartments or anyone who doesn't use a lot of electricity. If you're tired of getting hit with these low usage fees or having to pay fees when you call in your payment, Assurance 24, the program for you. www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters. www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters. Enroll today. Save money. Call 888-995-9299. 888-995-9299. That's Amigo Energy. It's a 7-Up Bud Light combined break.
You walk around in other towns. I've seen you out, just hanging around. It's what you told, and I suppose you'll meet me one day.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the Gau Studios in Houston, here's Glenn Davis.
For their teams, that's Columbus on the front foot immediately. An absolutely amazing start, Justin Mann.
Three goals scored this year for the Timbers from corners. They're the third most of them. Had a hard time converting set pieces into goals. Nagby, the outswinger. That's a long ball, Spria, and turned in by Liam Ridgewell. And the Timbers, the opening goal. Diaz slipping in Jamal Watson. Watson's cross for Teixeira and a massive away goal for FC Dallas moments after the defensive substitution for the Timbers.
And welcome back to the show. Some of the goal calls from this weekend's Major League Soccer Conference Championships. Portland 3-1 over FC Dallas. Ridgewell in the 23rd, Asprilla in the 53rd, Teixeira in the 62nd, and then the killer in stoppage time, Borchers 3-1 Portland over FC Dallas. By the way, FC Dallas struggled mightily defending corners in that one. Quick word here for the Daspit Law Firm, working for you 24/7. The Houston personal injury attorney handles personal injury cases from plant refinery accidents, industrial accidents, 18-wheeler accidents, right down to boat and car and wrongful death. It's DaspitLaw.com. Call 713-364-0915. DaspitLaw.com. It's John Daspit, his law firm. It's important because if you're in a time of stress, depending on the circumstances of your accident, you want to know you have a hard-hitting personal injury attorney on your side. That's John Daspit. He'll fight for your right for compensation. Anyone with the Daspit Law Firm knows that you have to have a hard-hitting personal injury attorney on your side. Contact the Daspit Law Firm, 713-364-0915, or toll-free 888-273-1045. They are both in English and Spanish. My thanks to John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. It's that time, I think, Tyler. It is that time for Game On for 90.
Game on, man.
Here's Glenn Davis.
Game on.
With Game On for 90.
Game on. All right, I'm on the clock. Now, sometimes when it comes down to Major League Soccer and awards, it's like going to a Chinese buffet with over 100 items to choose from. Now, have a sense of humor here. It makes it hard, though, to sift through the nebulous haze as awards are slipped out at the end of the year. Hey, why am I complaining? I'm not. In the end, though, it must appeal to the soccer fan. Well, here is an award that I would like added when it comes to the goal of the year. Yes, goals come in varieties of shapes and forms. There's so many different beautiful elements you can pull out of them. But is it time now to separate the Goal of the Year award into two categories? One would be the set-piece goal of the year, and two would be run-of-play goal of year. Now, what does it say if the goal of the year in your league comes from a free kick? Seriously, we could not put a run-of-play goal of the year out front. The types of goals fans love come down to choice. They come in varieties of ways. Combination play, individual brilliance off the dribble, team versus individual goals, power, finesse, and of course, goals that are rare and eclectic, like an overhead scissor kick or a flying side volley. Or who knows, even maybe a back heel like once Roberto Mancini did. That was a goal out of the theater of the imagination. Oh, yeah. And what about the drama of a diving header? Set-piece goals and run-of-play goals are different for sure. Some fans love the build-up, love the weave and artistry of beautiful passes on a green canvas that ultimately lead to the end product. Take, for instance, the Deron Asprilla goal for Portland in the Western Conference playoffs. Many have pointed to how beautifully he created space and unbalanced the defender to create the shooting opportunity for himself. Without that, that beautiful bend and movement of the ball after he struck it never happens. Goals from set pieces are dramatic as goals are from the run of play, which can add a ton more elements to the ultimate climax of scoring a goal. Yay or nay to creating two categories for the goal of the year in MLS? You tell me. But I think it would be great to give one for the free kick of the year and the run of play goal of the year. And that is Game On for 90. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. So a number of topics on the table here. We've already talked about Real Madrid and Barcelona. Barcelona fans, Real Madrid fans, I want to hear from you tonight. Again, 713-780-3776. That is the number to call in here tonight. Dynamo ownership. Looks like Gabriel Brenner has found a couple of local partners. They're going to buy the controlling interest of the club from AEG. Oscar De La Hoya will still own 25% of the club. So there's another very big piece to keep an eye on with the Houston Dynamo, because that can bring different pressure, can bring different vision when new owners come into the equation. I don't think there's any question. By the way, on Barcelona, 6-1 today over Roma in the Champions League. So after having to play in this incredibly emotional game on the weekend against their rivals, then they turn around on Tuesday and they absolutely demolish Roma 6-1. They don't miss a beat. The definition of this purpose of play and the way they play the game, this Barcelona style that then encompasses all these individuals within it, and unselfishness. God, this is so refreshing. It is so refreshing. You know, you got Ronaldo whining about his salary, and look, he's an amazing specimen as a soccer player. But I'll take Barcelona, a level of humility over that any day. And Andreas Iniesta. What more can you say about that man? What more can you say about that man and the way he played against Real Madrid? 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776. So the MLS goal of the year, do you agree with me in that game on for 90? Do you think we should separate it into two categories? Free kick and goal from the run of play. That's it. Two categories. Keep it clean. What do you think? Liverpool fans, I want to hear from you. It is Klopp fantastic. Jurgen Klopp thumps Manchester City, leaving City asking questions about themselves. And if you're a Liverpool fan right now, you're on top of the world. Klopp is a messiah for the moment. There's no doubt. I love the fact that he comes from the German Bundesliga. I love the fact that he's not afraid to take on a Liverpool job. And he now has this sort of messiah-like respect from his team. Now, he's new on the job, so we have to be careful when we take all of this into account. But this guy's got something special. I don't think there's any question. 713-780-3776 is a number to call in here tonight. 713-780-3776. By the way, what about the Portland Timbers TIFO? I mean, nobody comes close to them. They apparently put these things together in an airplane hangar or some big space. It's all private. It's secret. And it's awesome. I mean, you go to those games before it even starts. That's a part of the game day experience for the Timbers fans, is what are the Timbers Army going to come up with next? How are they going to trump the last one they did? They've had so many great themes. They've honored prior soccer history in the city. Just so hip, so visionary, so creative. So big props to the Portland Timbers and the Timbers Army for the TIFO. It's like riding the bull. I think I put it up over on Facebook Soccer Matters. 713-780-3776. Now, what about Houston, Texas as a place that's drawing soccer matches and events? So let's just start here with in February, 11th, 14th, 16th. You've got group play of women's Olympic qualifying. The 19th and 21st, you have the semis and the final here. So that's going to be the U.S. women's national team here. Count on it. So Carly Lloyd and company are going to be in Houston. They're going to do their group play up in Frisco. So you got that in February. Then we get into June and the Copa Centenario comes to the United States. Now, for those of you, I know most of you know what this is. This is basically the Copa America, which was played last year or this year in Chile. Chile won it. But now for the 100th year anniversary, they're doing 2 years back-to-back. And, of course, it's being held here in the United States where, when it comes to profit, there's a ton of money to be made having this tournament here. So this is going to be the biggest international soccer event since the 1994 World Cup here in the United States. 10 South American teams, 6 teams from CONCACAF, including the U.S., Mexico, Costa Rica, and Jamaica. They're already in. Then Trinidad will do a playoff with Haiti. The winner of that gets in, and then the winner of Panama and Cuba. Do you think that the Copa Centenario is going to be a defining moment in soccer history in the United States? I say yes. The light is going to be shined on the United States. The light is going to be shined on these 10 stadiums, including Energy Stadium right here in Houston, where we'll have 3 games. This is monster. And mainstream sports here doesn't understand how big this is. To have the caliber of these national teams in our country at once, to celebrate the 100-year anniversary in a competition that is meaningful. So Argentina will come in, and I'm just going to name a couple names off the top of my head. Lionel Messi, Sergio Aguero, right? All coming. Mascherano. Angel Di Maria. Brazil with Neymar. Chile with Alexis Sanchez, Colombia with Jaimes Rodriguez, Uruguay with Luis Suarez, Mexico with Chicharito. Need I say more? I mean, you're going to have a large percentage of the world's top soccer players in the United States for an extended period of time playing in a meaningful competition. Pretty incredible. What are your thoughts on the Copa Centenario coming to the United States? Now, I've also heard some people say sacrilegious to play it in the U.S. It's going to pack stadiums. It's going to be great for the promotion of our sport. I think they held off in announcing it because they were worried if the branches in reach of the FIFA scandal was going to be a part of this. First time since the 94 World Cup that we will see the caliber of national teams to this extent in this country. What are your thoughts? 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number. Okay, I'm going to hit a quick break here. Robert, you will be up first when we come back. Let's get some phone calls in. 713-780-3776. Hey, a quick word here for Kick Cancer. It's coming. Kick Cancer will be in Houston. Various sites, you go to cccfund.org. Ton of Dynamo players going to be involved, Dash players, Tyler Derrick, Khalil Ohai, former Dynamo and my partner on Root Sports, Eddie Robinson, Ricardo Clark, Paul Rogers, the Dynamo goalkeeper coach, Stephanie Oakes of the Houston Dash. More and more people going to be a part of this. Eclipse is going to host it. Cyfair Dynamo is going to host it. Albion Hurricanes, the Scorpions of the NASL, and of course, the Texas Rush. We thank all of them for supporting what is a huge initiative. It's the Houston soccer community, grassroots. Nobody's profiting. All the profits go to a 501c charity called the Curing Children's Cancer Fund. If your kids are healthy, take stock in that. Help us out with this event. We want to create a ton of awareness for pediatric cancer and raise some funds. It's again to sign up, cccfund.org. We'll take a 7-Up break right now.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the Gao Studios in Houston, here's Glenn Davis.
He's then missed a big chance, and Edin Dzeko's missed a bigger one. Played in again, Dani Alves this time, surely now. No flag this time. And Luis Suarez gives Barcelona the lead.
Ah, Luis Suarez. It all rolls on. Barcelona just picks up where they left off after ripping apart Real Madrid. Well, they ripped apart Roma today. It's not a bad 3 or 4 days' work. You destroy two teams with historic names, Real Madrid and Roma. You score 10 goals in the process. It's a machine. I'd love to see a Barca-Bayern Munich final. 713-780-3776 is the number, 713-780-3776. So we're talking new Dynamo ownership. And by the way, get ready for a lot of transactions with the Dynamo roster. It's about to be upon us. Things will begin to happen here next 4 or 5 weeks. So keep an eye on the Dynamo now as it's being reshaped here under the manager, Owen Coyle. By the way, we're not getting Owen this week. We normally do. He's out on the road. Again, we remind you about the Kick Cancer Soccer Clinics, all to benefit Curing Children's Cancer Fund, the 501c charity, cccfund.org to sign up. Now, all the funds are earmarked for pediatric cancer research, so please, play a part of this. You can donate $55. We'll bring a player in need there. Cyfair Dynamos, thank you very much for hosting on December 13th. Eclipse, thank you for hosting. Albion Hurricanes, thank you for hosting. Texas Rush, thank you for hosting. San Antonio Scorpions of the NASL, thank you for hosting. We've got a lot of help in San Antonio, Trinity University, Paul McGinley. Be a part of this. We want you to be a part of it. You know where to find me. Tyler, Derek, Ricardo, Clark, Paul Rogers, Kalia Ohai, Stephanie Oakes, Eddie Robinson, all have donated their time for this. Freddie Reyes, a great friend of mine, a young man, has beaten cancer three times. He's going to be out speaking to the young kids at these camps and these clinics. This is more than just soccer. Take a look at your children. Be thankful they're healthy. Texas A&M coach G. Guerrieri, Ian Spooner of San Jacinto, trying to get Steve and Misty Jones out. We're trying to get all the coaches we can involved. This is a grassroots effort. And for that, and that alone, it'd be nice for people to get involved. Every year, 10,000 children are diagnosed with cancer. These are staggering numbers, leading cause of death in children. So it's a camp with a purpose. I don't think there's any question. Let's go to the phone lines of Roberto. Roberto, what's on your mind tonight?
Good evening, Glenn. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I had a question. With Copa Centenario next year being in the summer, will that coincide? Will players be able to play on both squads for Copa Centenario, and if they're selected to be three of the alternates for the Olympics?
Yes, absolutely. They don't cross over.
Okay.
They don't cross over. The Olympics are later on in the summer in Brazil.
Okay. I just know I'm Mexican, so I really enjoy your show. I'm Mexican, and I know last year, or actually this year, with Copa America and Gold Cup, they didn't let players play on both squads, and I didn't know if that was up to the Confederation or if that was up to each federation.
Yeah, I think there was a variety of reasons for that. Countries like Jamaica played a lot of the same guys in both competitions. Giles Barnes did, and that actually, I think, really hurt him. I think he was incredibly fatigued. I think there was Giles Barnes pre-Gold Cup and Copa America. There was Giles Barnes post. But then other countries, you know, would kind of pick a squad that was more Copa America-oriented and then more Gold Cup-oriented. As you know, the Gold Cup, to me, I don't think anybody really played well in it. Mexico won it. The controversial game with Panama, I didn't think anybody was that impressive in the Gold Cup, quite frankly. And then I look at Copa America and I say, why isn't the United States in this thing and banking experience for players? I just don't get it. Because everybody put their eggs in the Gold Cup because they want to go to the Confederations Cup. So it's what it is.
As a Mexican, I would have preferred a better showing. Or had they decided to do what they did 4 years back when they took a under 23 club or an under 23 to the Copa America, it proved great dividends because they brought home the gold in London. I wish they would have done something like that last year or this summer with taking an under 23 instead of like a B, C squad that they took and just showed up and got drilled by everyone they played against.
I think these are incredibly difficult decisions to make because I think a lot of things are going on here. I think some of the decision-making is driven by finances. I think some of the decision-making is, you know, about getting players experience. But, you know, you also want, when you get players experience, you want them to be sprinkled in and amongst veterans that can guide and help mentor them in tournaments of these calibers. But, you know, look, Mexico's a defending gold medalist on the men's side, and they'll go to Brazil. They're proudly holding that.
Well, and hopefully they can at least have a good show. Thank you again for taking my call and enjoy the show.
Have a nice Take Thanksgiving, care. Roberto. I appreciate it very much. Thank you, Roberto. Let's go to John. John, 713-780-3776 is the
How
number.
How are you doing today?
How are you, John?
Awesome.
Good.
Man, I want to know more about it. I'm all in.
You want to know more about what?
Here's my situation. Like, the soccer wave is coming in. The kids buy in. We've seen in our school district calling for
it. Oh, you want to know more about
adding it this next?
Yeah, you want to know more about the sport in general. Oh, well, you don't have to go far. You can tune in here every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. You can turn on the TV every weekend. There are games from all over the world. You got a pro team right here in Houston. You got all kinds of international teams coming through here. In February, you got women's Olympic qualifying here. So just absorb it. You can take it in small doses. You can do a smorgasbord if you want. You know, you can do the big steak, yeah, or you can take it in small doses. But listen, this is a game.
I would love to find a place to where you could just go and kind of get a pit pass, almost like you do in NASCAR, and say, okay, these are the rules. This is what's happening. I know it goes in fast pace, but this is how someone who's never seen it gets it kind of played out and shown to them.
Yeah, I think
then
the
you
best.
You kind of move forward and you understand what's going on. And yeah, so I can catch the wave, because I definitely know not about saying, hey, American football, this is what we do, this is what we've always done. I know what's coming. I just feel like three pages behind.
Well, here's what I would suggest. First of all, don't be intimidated. It's a great game that the whole world enjoys. That's one of the coolest things about it. It's truly a global sport. We're in a global city. But the best thing to do is take it in live and get close to it, because I think you appreciate it better live. Obviously, you can watch games on television. You can watch world-class soccer players in the Premier League, in the Champions League, and all these leagues. They're on all the time, whether it's on Fox, ESPN. It's all over the place. There's tons of soccer content. But I would say go live. Get something live here at BBVA Compass Stadium or Energy, whether it's Dynamo, whether it's a Copa Centenario this summer. When you are up close and personal, you can appreciate it. You can appreciate the technical skills. I would break it down real easy like this to you. You know what a give and go in basketball is, right? You know what a give and go is in basketball, right?
Yes, sir.
You know what that is, right? So the same thing happens in a soccer game. You know what a post-up forward in basketball is, right? You know, his back to the basket, you play it into him. You got forwards like that in soccer. You got players that beat people off the dribbler and are breakdown players. So you've got your Stephon Currys in the game of soccer, who are the Lionel Messis of the world and the playmakers. So there's a lot of commonality. You just have to look for it. But if you're new to soccer, don't be intimidated by it. In fact, I love phone calls like that from John, who is intrigued. He wants to be a part of it. Hey, by the way, not that I'm a basketball, you know, that I know it all, but I mean, I guess Kevin McHale got fired, right, because of a team meeting of players. Is that right, Tyler?
He did get fired. I don't know if it was directly because of that.
But it came after a player meeting, right?
It came after it, yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, players have a lot of clout. If in fact that happened, that's a shame. But this is the way of the world in sports these days, and that's why when you look at a team like Barcelona, and there is the element of team still so out there, and I'm not saying they're the only ones by any point of the imagination, but it is pretty incredible what they have done with a purpose of play, a style, a credo, an identity, with the quality of players they have. Over on Facebook, Soccer Matters, obviously there's a ton of activity over here all the time. So I've got over there the Timbers Army TIFO. We're going to ride this bull all the way. This is a hip TIFO. You got to go over there and see it. 500 people have already looked at it. A couple thousand have looked at the video I posted this morning. And I have there's a little prop that I used in my video this morning of the live animal nature, my little puppy. Made a little look in there. I've also got the Portland Timbers goal up there, the hit by Aspria that catches Jesse Gonzalez leaning to his left. But this thing, the movement of this ball is crazy. And then a piece on Jurgen Klopp over there. And then lots of Dynamo talk. If you go scroll down, you're gonna see a lot from on Brad Davis. You're going to see a lot on ownership. And then Sepp Blatter revealing that he came close to death and, quote, it was the angels who sang to him. He admitted he had an emotional breakdown. The angels sang to him. But he also mentioned that he came close to death. He admitted that I was among, this is his quote, I was among the angels singing and the devil with the fire. It's interesting. Also says that Michel Platini is an honest man. Okay. All right. Quick word here for Amigo Energy before we hit the break, and it'll be roundtable time here. Amigo Energy reminds you that while November 1st was daylight savings time, any time is a time to be saving on electricity cost. And electricity savings time is Amigo Energy time. This month's featured product, it's called Assurance 24. Now, this is a program that will offer single all-in rate, all usage levels with no customer service or payment fees. So it's about saving money here, if you want to cut to the chase. The program is ideal for apartments or for anyone who doesn't use a lot of electricity. If you get sick and tired of getting hit with the low usage fees and all these other fees, or having to pay fees when you call in your payment, Assurance 24 is the program for you. www.amigoenergy.com/soccermatters. Enroll today or call 888-995-9299. That's 888-995-9299. My good friend Everard Santamarina, he wants you to save money, quite frankly. It's Amigo Energy. Remember, they were on the front of the Dynamo jerseys. It was awesome. So our thanks to Amigo Energy, our thanks to Everard for supporting the great game of soccer. That goes for 7-Up, Bud Light, Bayern Munich, Daspit Law Firm as well, the gorgeous Gale, and our good friends at 7-Up, Penafiel, another one of their great products. That mixes very good with the spirit, one that I like on occasion, that fire water called tequila. Take a break. It's the best in soccer talk. It's ESPN 975.
ESPN 97.5.